At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Welcome into the Punt Impasse podcast. I'm your host, Drew Butler, joined alongside by my co-host, Jake Fromm. Be sure to follow us on social media. We are at Punt and Pass on X and Instagram. I'm at Drew Butler. He's at From Jake. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/puntandpass, puntandpass.com as well. And wow, what a bunch of things to talk about. It's kind of crazy, Jake. This is going to be like a grab bag of topics to discuss here on Punt and Pass. It is the middle of June, and I've got a bunch of stuff written down that we're going to go over. And of course, we'll start with Georgia baseball in the College World Series. They lost to Oklahoma on Monday night. So if you're listening to this, they've already played on Tuesday, and we'll see if they've made it to the double elimination round, which would be having to beat Texas on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. to continue their hunt for the College World Series. We're going to dive all into that. A bunch of fun having your best buddy, Tony Losi, a former Georgia great, on the podcast last week. Got to talk about Brendan Sorsby. Texas Tech and Brendan Sorsby have parted ways. Sorsby's no longer going to play college football. He's going into the supplemental draft. What is the ripple effect of that? Tons to discuss there. New York Knicks, first NBA Finals championship since 1973. Carolina Hurricanes, they just won the Stanley Cup final. We got the U.S. Open at Shinnecock this weekend. The World Cup is going on. America had maybe the best game in the history of American soccer last Friday. We'll talk about that. And then there's something going on Twitter right now with a specific tourist from Germany in America for the World Cup that does not pass the smell test for me. It just doesn't. We'll dive into all of that. What's up, Jake Fromm? How are you, my man?
Man, what's going on? I cannot wait for you to dive into this tourist from Germany, because I am unfamiliar with that. Can't wait to to hear a lot more about it. But what's that that week in? It's the fall or the winter,
the sports equinox.
Like, it kind of feels like this going on right now. The only thing we're missing is actual football games. But we have football content, but actual football games.
We've got football content. We've got football content. We've got international football in a big way. On Monday, Spain and Cabo Verde played here in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which was a gigantic upset. It was a draw, but Cabo Verde was their first ever World Cup game. They're going against the number one ranked team in FIFA, that being Spain. It was a 0-0 draw. I didn't go. It looked like the atmosphere was pretty cool, but seven more games in Atlanta. Some of these games look like they're having an absolute blast all across the country, Jake, but the World Cup is in full force.
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend to be a soccer insider by any means. I just know me and the guys were talking about it last night, and I think Spain was favored by six, maybe even seven goals in that game.
Wow.
And, you know, to be 0-0, I mean, that's like being favored 49 points.
Yeah, yeah.
In a football game. And losing. Like not even not covering, just – like losing.
Right.
That part's kind of crazy. Where all are they playing these World Cup games, Drew?
So Team USA played their first game in LA. This upcoming Friday, they play Australia in Seattle. And then I think their third group stage game is back in LA. What they're doing, Jake, is these teams kind of have home bases. Like Spain, I think, has two games in Atlanta. They played Cabo Verde here in Atlanta. I think they play Saudi Arabia in Atlanta as well. So you're either on the West Coast, you're on the East Coast, you're kind of in the Midwest. That would be Kansas City. That would be Dallas, Atlanta, New York, Miami, LA, maybe San Francisco, Seattle. So they're all over the place across the country. But yeah, it's going to be awesome. Huge game for USA on Friday, taking on Australia. If they win that game, they're into the knockout stage. And I tell you what, the style of play that they had on Friday night, you just had not seen that from America in a very long time. Attacking style, shots on goal, running up and down the field. I like what I saw. I'll just say that. I like what I saw. So go Team USA.
So the last thing I want to say about the World Cup is I saw a clip, and, you know, of course, there's, you know, Europeans talking around a round table. Yeah. And basically the one American was like, hey, if our best athletes played soccer,
yes, this is like the age
we would
old,
win this
age
every year.
Debate.
And they're like, no, not even close. You're like, no, actually, the proof is in the pudding. And even take women's soccer, for example, and you would even argue not even the best athletes, you know, that play women's sports end up playing soccer. And we do very, very well at winning that cup. So
absolutely we do. We absolutely do. And, of course, we've won the Women's World Cup, and I think more than once over the last 20-plus years or whatever that may be. But, you know, that's the age-old debate. If LeBron James played soccer and, you know, Draymond Green was the goalie or whoever, right? Like, athletes.
Kevin Durant at goalie and give me Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle out there.
I mean, of course, that's an easy debate to have. But then again, it's like they would have to be playing soccer from the age of 4, 5, 6, as they've done playing American football.
It's a different skill set. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just saying if we trained our best athletes – at the time, you know, going to be molding into an athlete, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old.
Yeah.
Like they would be exceptional at it.
I could not agree more. Let us know what you think. Leave us a comment on YouTube. If you thought Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle being strikers for Team USA on the World Cup team, if they were to have trained to be those strikers early on in their childhood,
NFL cornerback.
No doubt. No doubt. Like
playing defense.
I've always said it. I think the best football player I ever played with. I'm talking total football player. Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger. If you had the Honey Badger on Team USA in his prime, forget about it, dude. He's going to be dominating whatever position he plays on the pitch. So I agree. I totally agree.
Hey, a sneaky pick for me, is Micah Hyde. Safety. Really? That was with him Buffalo. Micah was one of the most athletic people I've ever met. I mean, he could do whatever he could throw a football, he could hit a baseball, he could hit a golf ball, whatever you asked him to do, he could do it exceptionally. And like,
I have no doubt
he could walk out there and contribute probably like on 100%. The American team today.
100%. That was one of the most like amazing things. Speaking of guys who can just do it all like effortlessly, Honey Badger was a punt returner. So like I'd go out when we were with the Cardinals and I'd warm up. I'm talking about practice, right? Like, hey, come catch some punts. So he'd come out, you know, I'd start kicking him pretty deep. Jake, he would just catch it and just not even step into it, throw a frozen rope 60 yards back to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that is insane. It's just some guys have that innate ability to do whatever they want with the football. So I'd put Tyrann up there for sure.
Hey, before you transition into the meat and potatoes of what we're going to be talking about today, man, we've totally forgot. They had the UFC event at the White House.
Oh, yes.
Like all kind of sports going on right now.
Did you watch that? I was actually highly impressed.
I watched some clips of it.
I was highly impressed at how good it looked and how seamless it seemed to be going on. The coolest part was the walkouts. They were walking through the White House. That was actually sick.
Yeah. There was a clip of one guy, apparently was a big underdog, and he's like staring down the Declaration of Independence, you know, and then he does his walkout and then like beats the favorite.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome.
There was a ton of upsets, UFC 250 at the White House or whatever they called it, America 250. I know UFC's way past that, but I just thought, you know, I was skeptical going into it. What's this going to look like? They're outside. How's the crowd going to be?
The only thing it couldn't be was corny. Everything that I saw like was not that. And it was away from corny and like, you know what, man, this is cool.
And there were a ton of upsets too. So that was a fun UFC fight card at the White House. Wow. Kicking off. I mean, 4th of July is a couple weeks away. America 250.
Yeah.
God bless America. Absolutely. All right. Let's talk about Georgia baseball in the College World Series. Over the weekend, they win their first game on Saturday night against Texas. Texas, the 6th ranked team in the country. Georgia smokes them 7-1. Then on Monday night, they play Oklahoma. And Oklahoma, who's on a pretty good little tear right now, they were the ones who knocked out Georgia Tech. in the regional here in Atlanta. They put up a fight. Georgia had two men on, top of the ninth inning, two guys out, and the Rhino, Dan Jackson, steps up to the plate. I thought for sure, Jake, he was going to hammer it out of the ballpark.
He just hit a 450-foot bomb in the eighth or seventh inning, you know, right before that. And so,
yeah, Dan Jackson.
You had your guy in the clutch time situation. It was tough. I mean, I'm not saying that ball gets out of our park fully filled at home, but there was a ball in the seventh or eighth inning that I think our eight hole got hit, which would have been a 3-run jack. And the right fielder caught it on the warning track in right field.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that ball, no doubt, like, gets out of here. And then now we're up by two runs heading into the eighth or the ninth inning. So, I mean, the game changes a little bit when you get to Omaha, but, you know, obviously we lost this game. But we have still a ton of pitching left.
Yes.
You know, because our first guy, man, he went nine innings. And, you know, in the first game, which was a huge help. It's like everybody's kind of, you know, kind of watching the game and the strategy. Like, they're trying to let their guys go as long as they can.
Yeah.
Because they know, like, if you make it in advance, you're going to need pitching. And
absolutely,
you have to save your arms as the best you can. But at the end of the day, man, we got to hit. We haven't hit as well.
I know.
It's like that baseball thing where you get a little bit of a break and you lose your momentum almost a little bit. And it's, you see it big time in the Major League Baseball postseason. But man, it's, at the end of the day, man, we gotta hit, gotta find a way. Gotta hit.
Gotta put runs.
Best guys gotta be our best guys.
And, you know, like, to your point, Jake, all throughout, say, the regionals and the super regionals, like Mississippi State, they get up 7-0. And if you're watching at home, you're like, oh, okay, it doesn't matter because Georgia's just going to continue to hammer home runs. And that just has not happened up to this point. Of course, they had 7 runs against Texas, but Texas only had 1 run, probably going to win that game. And then in those high leverage moments, the Dogs have had such good fortune of getting runs in. And it just has not been that way since they've been in Omaha. They lost that game on Monday night, 4-3. Now they are in the double elimination round. They play Tuesday night at 8 p.m. They're taking on Texas again. What do you do now? Caden Aoki, Georgia's pitcher in game two. After the loss on Monday night, he was asked about Georgia's approach moving forward. And this is what Caden Aoki said. Quote, "If we change something now, that's when it will all go wrong. I think this team has the most courage as anyone in the country." Aoki continued, "It's just another opportunity to play with our brothers. We just have more games to play now, so we're excited about it." I think that's the right mindset to have, Jake.
It's a great perspective.
You can't try to reinvent the wheel at this moment. Hey, we've got all the talent in the world. Let's just continue to trust what we've done up to this point. They've had such a dominant season. Go beat Texas again, then you're probably going to play Oklahoma 2 more times.
Yeah. Hey, it's just more games you get to play with your boys, right? When you look at it from that perspective, it's like, man, this is awesome. This is all we get. This is all our ride. And, you know, from here on out, it's kind of like all our chips, you know, are in the middle of the table because, hey, man, you lose and you are out. You're going home. So it's not, hey, saving pitching. We'll do this, you know, to save it maybe for the next game. There is none of that. It's just, hey, we got to win and win now. And that to me, that's when baseball gets really fun, just because that intensity, that concentration gets turned up a lot. And man, it just, that's what college baseball is about. So it's about to get really, really fun. And I mean, I think they'll hammer Texas and they got to beat a good Oklahoma team twice who really didn't burn that much pitching either.
I know.
I didn't think the second guy that they brought in was very good, to be honest with you. You know, we were just right there. I think we had another inning. To see that guy, we would have put some runs up there.
Totally right. Do you know anybody who went to Omaha? Did Tony actually end up going? Tony Losey, who was our guest last
week. Tony's there.
He's there. Missing his cousin's wedding.
So Tony, before we got on this morning. Tony, before we got on this morning, I tried to call him. I'm like, hey, I need you for 10 minutes, man. I need to know, you know, I need to know the insider perspective of what happened. Tony's been hanging out, going to Rocco's, and he's been having a great time. That is Tony Losey now in a nutshell.
Absolutely. Now, Rocco's, speaking of that, Georgia, come on, dog fans, we need to put up a better fight. West Virginia is just lapping the field. They've got like 23,000 shots. I think Georgia has like 4,000 or 5,000. I'm like, what are we doing? But here's the thing. It looks like the vibe in Omaha is awesome. Kirby is out there. He's taking pictures with Wes Johnson. Glenn Schumann was seen in the crowd yesterday getting everybody fired up. I think a lot of dog supporters have made the trek out to Omaha. Let me just say this. Kirby Smart looking pretty skinny. He's looking pretty good. I don't know what his summer regimen has been. I don't know what his summer regimen has been, but I saw him. I said, damn, Kirby looks pretty good. So shout out to Kirby. Summer off to a good start.
So I'm not going to dog Kirby, but I do want to give props to his son because I saw the funniest tweet the other day. Because like, hey, someone tweeted, it's like, man, every time I see Andrew Smart, he's a foot taller. Andrew went and dapped up Wes Johnson, Coach Wes, he's not the biggest guy in the world, but Andrew, man,
yeah, he's getting
bigger and bigger every time I see him, and he was a little pipsqueak back in the day. I mean, barely, 4 foot tall. And I mean, shoot, I think now, man, we're looking eye to eye, which is crazy.
This is official, right? Brent Key and Georgia Tech have officially offered Andrew Smart a scholarship to come play football at Georgia Tech. That's correct, right?
Yeah, I think that's legit.
Good for him. I mean, yeah, I'm looking at this picture right here. Andrew Smart is just as tall as Brent Key, but congratulations, Andrew Smart. I mean, getting a full scholarship offer is a huge accomplishment. So I don't know if Kirby's going to recruit his own son. I don't know if they've had that conversation. Like, hey, man, I love you so much. Would you want to be coached by me? Do you like the University of Georgia? I don't know how those conversations go, but I think we can all agree.
The way I probably see it happening is Andrew. I hope that Andrew's, like a top five rated guy out of high school,
Really? He's got that much talent, huh?
I think so too.
Wow. Okay,
like cool. I think he could be. And so like if, in Andrew's class, I bet it would probably take two quarterbacks and just kind of leave it all on Andrew. Like, hey,
okay,
I'm going to let you compete. And like the film has to back up the decision here.
Right.
Or I see Andrew saying, hey, I'm going to go out. I'm going to go play somewhere, put up some good film, and then always kind of come back if it works out or not. And, Andrew loves Georgia, but obviously he's going to want to play.
Of course. Okay, so, I mean, I obviously don't follow him as closely, but if he's got top five talent, I mean, he's going to have his pick of the litter as to where he wants to go to college.
He's going to have top five coaching at home.
That's a fact.
I'm telling you, Andrew has a top five mindset.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's got to know football better than just about any, junior or senior quarterback in the country, don't you think?
Yeah, but, man, Andrew, like, he's wired different. Like, he is competitive. Okay. He wants it. He's a grinder. He's not a give me anything. I'm going to go earn it type of mentality. When you go to scrimmages or practice, I'm like, he's crazy. He's over there doing, suicides and half gassers by himself. It's like, dude, you don't have to do this right now. What are you doing? Or he got in trouble and he had to do it. But
right,
that's Andrew.
Of course. Absolutely. All right. Well, speaking of quarterbacks, this is a seamless transition here. Big, big news. I mean, the fallout of the Brendan Sorsby court decision where he was given an injunction from a local judge in Lubbock, Texas against the NCAA, which said, hey, you're going to serve a 2-game suspension, but then you can play in 2026 after being caught betting on games of which he was a part of in college football, amongst many other bets as well. He went off to rehab. He admitted to his mistakes and the problem that he was having. The fallout, I thought, Jake, was an inflection point, a true tipping point as to what's going on in college football right now. So many people were like, what are we doing? What on earth are we doing? Yes, NIL is out of control. Yes, the transfer portal is crazy. But if we're going to allow student athletes to bet on their own games and then still be able to play college football, this thing is over. I saw Joe Klatt put up a great video. I saw Herb Street tweet about it. I saw a lot of talking heads that we respect when it comes to college football say, like, this is crossing the line. It was reported on Monday that Sorsby and Texas Tech have parted ways. Sorsby will not be playing college football coming up in 2026. He will enter the NFL supplemental draft. Keep in mind, this was the top transfer quarterback on the market. I think it was reported that he was going to be making around $5 million or more dollars from Texas Tech. Now Texas Tech doesn't have a quarterback. I'm confused as well how Brendan Sorsby can just be like, yeah, I want to go to the NFL. Well, hold on a second. Let's think about why you're not playing college football this season. I don't know, Jake. This is a story that has really gotten out of hand.
Yeah, you think? You know, for perspective, I remember I was in the NFL and there were, you know, two or three guys who basically got suspended for an entire year. I don't even think they were betting on other NFL games, but they were just gambling on site.
Correct.
At the NFL facility.
Correct.
And got suspended for an entire year.
Yeah, like I believe
that.
That's
I mean, that was the NFL coming down and cracking down on, hey, we're not doing this. Like, you can't at the facility, you know, correct. Like if you're just hanging out in the locker room, can't do it. Hanging out meetings, can't do it. Can't do it on a team plane.
Correct.
On a way. Technically, you're not supposed to do it at a hotel, correct. You know, that you're staying at for an away game.
Official like, team function. Official team.
Yeah. Any team function, team related, like you're not allowed to have anything, you know, and they have the location services on. And yep. I mean, if they want to get you, they can get you. And I mean, I think they were trying to make an example out of these guys, which I felt terrible for, but.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, like, even I remember when I was playing, and yes, you're correct. I think that's a bylaw in the collective bargaining agreement. You know, on property or in any official team capacity, you cannot gamble on anything. Not, of course, not the NFL. That's the golden rule. Never touch the NFL.
Yeah.
No college football, no basketball, nothing. Just if you're in an official team capacity, you can't, or else you are breaking the rule. And then they would always tell us, don't go into sports books, right? Because obviously you're going to go to Vegas. Maybe it's during the OTAs. They were like, you can go to the casino. Do not walk into a
sports book. You just nailed like the three gambling rules. Like yes. At the end of the meeting, it's, hey, never bet on NFL games.
Yep.
Never walk into a sports book.
Yep.
You can bet on other things, just not at any facility correct. Or team-related function event. Don't do it. Like those are the three rules, and they make them very clear. Pre-meeting, all the fluff, and post-meeting. Here's your three rules that you just nailed it.
Well, here's the other thing too. Like gamblers, people who like to sports bet, which is obviously extremely popular now, what do they want? They want integrity. They want to make sure that they're at least just watching the game, they're placing a wager, and they know that they're not going to get, you know, they're not going to get screwed over. You have Brendan Sorsby, who, of course, wasn't playing on the team, but he's at Indiana. Call it insider information, whatever it is. That's like the biggest no-no possible. So it's crazy. Again, I'm just confused as to how we are kind of passing over what the real issue is, right? This is a serious, serious issue. For him, I don't think any NFL team, Jake, is just going to jump at Brendan Sorsby. I really don't. I don't think he'll get picked in the supplemental draft. I don't even know how that works. I probably should have researched it before we started talking about it. But if he doesn't get picked in the supplemental draft, is he just automatically a free agent that can go visit teams and sign a minimum contract? I don't know. But again, I have a hard time thinking an NFL team is going to get comfortable enough, one, to spend a supplemental draft pick on Brendan Sorsby, but two, get him into the facility and trust that, you know, a month away at a rehab facility for his crazy sports betting addiction is all of a sudden going to fix it all.
Yeah. So I would start off by saying I have no idea how the supplemental draft works. In my time, 5 years in the league, Drew, you let me know your experience. Have you ever been just casually on the team and then see a guy show up and be like, oh, this is our supplemental first round draft pick? You're like,
no.
Never happened. So I don't know anything about the supplemental draft. If it's real, fake, worth anything, I have no idea. The way I see this playing out is, I mean, he'll go play. He won't really be anywhere this fall, and then he'll play in one of the spring leagues, XFL or whatever, you know, that they're called now. And he'll have to play and go play well, and then maybe he gets a shot on an NFL roster during the spring and training camp next season. That's the way I see this playing out.
Here we go. I got it. What is the NFL supplemental draft? First held in 1977, the NFL supplemental draft is an alternate summer draft for college players who missed the standard draft's filing deadline. Most of the players available have lost their collegiate eligibility, often because of academic or disciplinary reasons. How does the NFL draft order work? The order for the supplemental draft differs from the regular draft. The supplemental draft order is divided into three groups. First group, teams with six or fewer wins the previous season. Second group, the remaining non-playoff teams. And then the last group, the 14 playoff teams. The supplemental draft lasts 7 rounds. So there you go. Notable NFL supplemental draft picks. Josh Gordon with the Cleveland Browns back in the day. Obviously, disciplinary issues. Terrell Pryor, quarterback. Ohio State. Obviously, disciplinary issues. How about Paul Oliver? Rest in peace, P.O. He got drafted in the supplemental draft in 2007 in the 4th round. Obviously, he was out of the University of Georgia. I think he lost his academic eligibility, but there you go. So it's the players who are no longer eligible. And, you know, if your talent jumps off the page, then you're going to have a chance, like a Terrell Pryor, like a Josh Gordon.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90-plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Josh Gordon obviously continued to have disciplinary issues. Terrell Pryor had a pretty good career given all of his success in college. So we'll wait and see.
I guess in our era, I mean, you would say there's 2 out of how many supplemental draft picks in the last 15, 20 years?
Yeah. And our producer, Jared Rowland, he chimes in here. He says teams spend a future draft pick from the next season. It's almost like an auction. So if you're burning a 3rd round draft pick in the supplemental draft, you are giving up your 3rd round pick in next year's regular spring draft. So we'll keep tabs on this story. Brennan Sorsby. Wow.
So I'm not totally not done with this topic yet, because
please,
we have to discuss the roundtable event. That,
yes. What on earth was this?
Go what ahead. Was that? Like, I got to know who thought this was a good idea, the people that were there, and then just trying to justify why, you know, this guy has to play, basically. Because, I mean, if he doesn't play, we're screwed, and we've already given him this much money. No matter the sins, nothing has consequences anymore. And then they get all this flack and all this backlash, and then now they part ways. It was fine to them until public perception and public opinion basically said, no, we're not doing that.
Here's what I'll guess. First off, I'd love to see the contract that he signed, his NIL contract, which is, you know, supposedly $5+ million. I would love to see the clawback clause in that contract, right? If there is a very specific wording or language or sentence that essentially screwed these Texas Tech people, hey, it wasn't written that if he has a gambling addiction and then he gets, you know, suspended due to gambling addictions, that we get to claw the money back. I don't know. Maybe these Texas Tech people were literally just fleeced out of $5 million and they got together and said, we need to at least get something in return for this $5 million. Let's stick up for the kid, see if he can play a couple of games. Because, like, the lack of self-awareness that they showed in sticking up for this kid, and I get it, everybody deserves second chances. Hey, let's at least go to bat for it. He's one of ours now. Like, I get that aspect. But this is the golden rule that this kid broke. I feel like follow the money. I think this kid, Sorsby, probably got to keep the majority of his money. The Texas Tech people were doing a little damage control. How do we get a little bit of return on that investment? That's kind of how I'm reading it, Jake.
Yeah, damage control, it never passed the smell test for me. And I think, hey, whether or not what Josh Brooks did, you know, when he came out, I was like, look, we're not scheduling Texas Tech. I mean, because this is ridiculous.
I'm very proud of Josh Brooks for doing that. And I also appreciate him saying, this has nothing to do with Texas Tech. This has he goes, I am drawing the line for the better sake of college sports. And I think he said that and demonstrated that perfectly, Jake. I honestly do. And then the Big 12 was supposedly going to sue Texas Tech as well. I mean, just a super, super messy.
It got messy quick.
But good for JB to draw the line there and be like, no, this is crazy. And I think he said it in an interview. He was with Pollock, right?
He was with Pollock.
What am I showing my student athletes if I say, you know what, we'll just continue to schedule Texas Tech, even though that they are breaking the most golden rules for, you know, amateur student athlete eligibility? I don't know. Good on him, though.
No, I still think it's crazy. Whoever thought that it was a good idea to put out a roundtable conversation, I think you're exactly right. I think you hit the nail on the head, Drew, of this has got to go back to the contract, back to the exchange of funds, and basically Texas Tech not being able to say, no, you can't get this, or they can't get any money back, whatever that agreement is. I think they were just trying to get something out of a bad situation, and they were willing to just throw, you know, integrity and everything else to the side for a football season, and so they wouldn't be out of $5 million.
Think about this, though. If he was not granted that injunction from that appeals court in Texas, right, and they said, nope, you're done. You're done. This is you've crossed the line. You are done with college football. I feel like then the Texas Tech folks who gave him all this money would be able to scrape it back. So maybe him being granted that injunction really kind of screwed the pooch for everybody, because they're like, oh my gosh, now he's eligible again. Now he can't tell us like, oh, I'm not eligible. So maybe there was only a 2-game clawback from whatever the contract was. I don't know, but I think that granted injunction really put the Texas Tech people in a tough spot, and now they've agreed to part ways. So you got to think that they came to a settlement and just essentially said, we'll give you this money, you got to go away. But yeah. Hopefully we find out one day.
Yeah, last thing, and I want to put a bow on it, is like if he was, you know, a very average quarterback, right, or if he was the second or third string, he would be kicked to the curb and nobody would, you know, care, think any different. It's like, oh yeah, buddy, you can't do that.
And
you just can't do that. There's rules. We have to like live up to some kind of code.
We have to. Honor. We have to. Well, guess what just happened in Flowery Branch with our Atlanta Falcons? James Pierce Jr. He is back with the team. He will be participating in mini camp this week. You want to know why? Because the Falcons traded up to get him at the end of last year's first round draft. And then he got 10.5 sacks. I mean, what he did, which was caught on video, pretty, pretty alarming to say the least. Yes, I know the female who was involved in the incident had dropped the charges. However, there was an altercation with police officers and first responders as well. So hey,
Drew, let me tell you what you can't do. What? You can't introduce the current president of the United States.
Yes, of course not.
Of course not. But you can gamble on whatever you want to gamble on, and you can beat up whoever you want to beat up. But don't you introduce
no chance.
The current president of the United
States. That's where we draw the line. That's where we draw the line.
Can't do it.
Yeah. No, you're totally right. Woo! You are 100% right. So,
Wow. I've had 4 shots of caffeine this morning, so I'm just on one right now.
Well, look, in high level professional sports, performance provides leniency. It's just the way it is. I'm sorry, life's not fair. Life is not fair, folks. If you are very, very good at what you do, your bosses will give you a little bit more of rope to hang on and maybe get in line. And if you are not very good at your job and you do those things, you're not going to have as much rope. Goodbye. See you later. So little life lesson.
I wish that wasn't true. And man, for all the young kids listening to this, I want you to put your earmuffs on and not listen to this, because I, you know, when I was in high school, you know, you had your coach in the weight room and he was like, man, you know, if you're slacking or not doing what you're supposed to do, don't have the correct discipline, hey, you're not going to be able to do that at the next level and get away with it.
Right.
Well, I can't stand, because that, if you have the talent and you're good and you produce, I hate it, but it's simply not true. Like, you thought, man, like, of course, you know, everybody's going to be doing right, going to be locked in, going to be focused. It's like, no, man, you still have guys who don't do the right thing, who mess up. And even in the NFL, it's there.
Of course.
You see it. They make headlines.
100%.
But there's just not many people on the planet, sadly, that can do what they do. And it's crazy that you're just allowed to get away with it. But
yeah,
it is what it is, man. Life just isn't fair. All right. So,
no, it is not. Good topics, though. Good topics. So, all right, the New York Knicks won the NBA Finals first time since 1973. That 29-point comeback, I think it was last Thursday night. Absolutely incredible. I watched it. Taylor Swift was there. That was at Madison Square Garden. My buddy was in town. His wife was over. I mean, you know Jackie. She does not give a rip about NBA basketball. These girls were locked in watching that game. We were screaming. Our kids were asleep. I mean, when Brunson hit that three and then OG Onanobi tapped it in, we went crazy. It was like 11:35 at night. We thought we were going to wake the kids up. So cool. Then they were down 16 points on Saturday night in San Antonio, game 5. Of course, the Knicks won it all. So congratulations to the New York Knicks. I thought that was a very, very fun NBA Finals.
Yeah, and they won it, what, in 5 games too?
Yeah, Knicks in 5. Crazy,
I mean,
dude.
Gentlemen
sweep.
Finals, like, that's a big deal. You know, you go win the first round of the playoffs, you know, in 5, like, you know, sure. But you win the finals in 5. That's pretty impressive. So, what, first time they've won the finals since 1973?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. 1973. First time they made the finals since 1999. So, New York Knicks, unbelievable. I don't know when that parade is, but watch out, because Manhattan's going to be absolutely on fire. Carolina Hurricanes, congratulations to them. They won the Stanley Cup final. They won it in 6 games, I think. They beat the Las Vegas Golden Knights 4-2. So, the Stanley Cup is staying on the East Coast up there in Raleigh. And then let's talk about 2 more things, Jake. I think we should end with the Twitter phenomenon that I'm totally not saying is legit. But the U.S. Open in golf this week is up at Shinnecock in the Hamptons, and it's going to be awesome. I mean, the USGA is going to absolutely let that course rip. I think Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Cam Young, Xander Schauffele, Brooks Koepka won here back in 2018. Storylines galore. It should be a ton of fun to watch. And I think I've said this. I talked about it with Harris English when he was on our show. I love Live From. Live From on the Golf Channel, which is their studio show, 4 hours long, every night during Major Championship Week. It is appointment television. They will have some awesome, awesome things on that show all week long.
Yeah, you know what else I love? I love watching the Major Cut series with Grant Horvat and the Bryan Bros.
Okay.
So I'm currently – so last night in the sauna, I started, watched a little bit this morning, eating breakfast. Man, just trying to get, like, the feel of the course, how it's playing, the holes, like, watching them do their thing on the Major Cut series. They're walking, they're talking, they're having a good time. You really feel like you can know the course, especially going in. So I'm trying to do my prep. That way I know the course – going into Major Cut Week. The storylines around Scotty turns 30 this weekend. It's his first Father's Day with his new son, and you know, he's going for the Grand Slam. So,
a lot on Scotty.
There's a lot of things that are leading towards Scotty. Obviously, I would love for Scotty to win this one. So,
what are your thoughts on John Rahm? You think John Rahm's got a chance? He looks like he is the third odds-on favorite at Bet Online at plus 1600. So he's 16-1. Scheffler's 6-1. That's crazy. Rory 12-1 to win the U.S. Open.
I'm just curious to see what they do with the greens. Like, are they going to just, I mean, make them deadly? Where they, you know, you can't keep anything on. They're going to, you know, kill them. And
remember, this is where Phil Mickelson did that crazy thing where he hit it and then ran across and smacked it back during the U.S. Open.
This one.
That was at Shinnecock. So here's another fun story. So my best buddy was in town, and he is a member at the Farms Golf Club in Rancho Santa Fe. That's where he plays his golf every day. And the Farms is where they went a little viral over the weekend because that's where Phil Mickelson was removed off the golf course and taken away his membership for some inappropriate contact with a female employee. So that was interesting to have the rumor mill ripping around over the weekend. But you know who I really like this week at Shinnecock? Russell Henley. Russell Henley, Georgia Bulldog. He is 40-1. Man, he's
dude,
good.
Russell's
he's
been wiped out too, man, this year. Like Russell's been up really there good. Like consistently throughout a ton of tournaments this year. I don't know, man. I think you're gonna have to hit fairways.
And you gotta make putts.
Getting the short stuff. You know, this is to me, this is where Scotty does his damage. Cause I don't think you have to roll the putter well, but this is gonna be about pars and not birdies. Like hit fairways. Hit the right spots on the greens to putt and move on. Get lucky with a couple putts.
Yep.
I mean, I think one over won it in 2018.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, this is gonna be par golf, man. Like par and move on.
Yeah, it might sound like I'm being biased here, but Harris English, we talked about this with him on the podcast. Do you like it when it's very tough? And he goes, yes, I do. I prefer to know, hey, I can make pars and stay alive. And if I make a bogey, not everything is dead. You know, if you're in a birdie race and 20 unders winning, you make one bogey, you feel like your tournament's over. Harris is 110-1. So maybe take a little sprinkle there on my boy, Harris English. Shout out to Russell and Harris and all the dogs. I think George is leading the field by a very, very large margin. Let me see here. I saw this yesterday. Jake, in the field, Georgia has nine guys in the U.S. Open. Oklahoma State is behind them with eight. And Brian Harmon, Brian Harmon, Chris Kirk, Davis Thompson, Hamilton Coleman, who is an amateur, Harris English, Keith Mitchell, Mason Howell, who is an amateur. I think those guys are going to be on campus this upcoming fall. Russell Henley and Seb Straka. So Georgia leading the U.S. Open field by colleges with nine dogs in the field. So going to be awesome. U.S. Open starts Thursday up at Shinnecock Golf Club. All right, last topic here. The phenomenon that's taking over X, formerly known as Twitter. There is a German tourist in America for the World Cup, and his Twitter handle is @FreddyLA7. Jake, I might get the figures wrong here at the starting number, but about a week ago, I think he had less than 10,000 followers on X, okay? So what is he tweeting out? He's tweeting out, oh my gosh, we're at Buc-ee's. Look at this gas station. I cannot believe that they have brisket sandwiches at a gas station. He's at Waffle House. He's driving through the streets of Alabama, going down to the Fairhope area, taking a picture of the ocean, saying, I cannot believe how beautiful this place is. Everything that you would expect that the European mind could not comprehend, this guy is documenting it on his travels, and he's driving all over the place, Georgia to Alabama to Texas. He's like, Ella Langley, so great. I love country music. Jake, a week ago, he had less than 10,000 Twitter followers. Right now, I'm looking this up, he has 631,000 Twitter followers. He has absolutely exploded. They talk about him on the Today Show. They're talking about him on Good Morning America. Politicians are like quote tweeting, like Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is like quote tweeting him and saying, can't wait to have you, you know, experience the great state of Florida. I look forward to meeting you. This stinks to the high heavens to me, okay? Nobody, and I mean nobody, can catch wildfire like this in terms of followers, okay, in the span of 1 week. I think this is an inside plant from X. I think this is like some employee, and they've got the algorithm worked out in their favor, because I get going viral, right? I get you have one post that pops off for 5 million impressions. But to gain nearly a million followers in a week, this does not pass the smell test for me. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel.
I guess, you know, who is incentivized the most, like who has the most to gain out of this?
I think just overall the platform of X saying like, hey, you know, you can just live your life and document what you're doing and people will care about it that much. Mm. He's also never shown his face. Okay. So he's never shown his face.
Oh, that's fake news then, man.
JJ Watt, the, you know, two-time NFL defensive player of the year. He's already linked up with this guy. Supposedly JJ Watt put them up in a hotel, gave him their biggest suite. Hotel supposedly costs $150,000 a night in Houston. JJ Watt sent him signed jerseys. I mean, this thing's just, it's going crazy. It's going crazy. I don't know, Jake. Does that make me a bad person?
It seems interesting. You know, like, hey, everybody got hit on the text thread. It's like, hey, if you want to increase your follower count, your reach, and your exposure, just tweet at this guy, do something, quote it.
Exactly.
And they're you know, there's your free exposure. And you know, if you're in the who's who, you know, and you get it. So
it's like Illuminati. It's like inside Illuminati on X. Yeah. So that's what I think. But Freddie LA7, the guy's not going anywhere. I'll update this next week. He will certainly have probably close to 2 million followers by that point. So hopefully he goes out to the USA Australia game in Seattle on Friday. Hopefully the Dogs win on Tuesday night and Wednesday and Thursday and win the College World Series. We'll be able to update everybody on that next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, give us a follow at Punt and Pass on X and Instagram. I should tweet that guy and say, listen to Punt and Pass while you're driving around.
We need to do something with Punt and Pass on this guy. Like, there you go. Stop by. All right. We'll have you on the pod.
Jake Fromm, you know, legend Jake Fromm. Hey, I'll send you a jersey. You can come hang out in Athens. I like that. That's what we're going to do. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. I'm at Drew Butler. He's at Fromm Jake. Shout out to Atlanta News First and Peachtree Sports Network for being a great syndication partner of Punt and Pass. Have a great week, everybody, and we will talk to you next week. See ya.
We out.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.